Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. We're spending January and February 2022 in the Gospel of Mark. Going back into ancient history, Mark's Gospel was represented by a lion, the king of the beasts. And Mark represents Jesus as a victorious yet humble king coming to establish his kingdom. Join us for these daily devotional podcasts as we learn from the Lion of Judah. Now, on to today's podcast. Today it's Mark 15, verses 1 to 20. First of all, Jesus before Pilate, and then with the soldiers. Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law, the whole Sanhedrin, that's a lot of people, they make their plans. They bind Jesus and lead him away, handing him over to Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "You have said so," Jesus replied. Many people accuse him. Pilate says, "Aren't you going to answer?" Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. It's the custom to release a prisoner. There's a man called Barabbas. The crowd come and ask Pilate to do for them what he usually did, and he asks them, "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" Knowing that it was out of self-interest that the priests had handed Jesus over to him, but they stir up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas. "And what shall I do then," Pilate says, "with this one, the king of the Jews?" And they shout, "Crucify him." "Why?" asked Pilate. "What crime has he committed?" But they shout louder, "Crucify him." He wants to satisfy the crowd, so he releases Barabbas, has Jesus flogged, and hands him over to be crucified. And then he's in the hands of the soldiers. They take him into the palace. They get the whole company of soldiers together. They put a purple robe on him and, in mockery, worship him in a sense, twisting together a crown of thorns. And they call out, "Hail, King of the Jews." They strike him on the head with a staff, spit on him. Falling on their knees, they pay so-called homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe, put his own clothes on him, and then they led him out to crucify him. We find Jesus here, all alone, with only God as his support. A huge crowd are against him, and Pilate asks him some questions which are somewhat ironic, asking, "Is he the king of the Jews?" stating something that of course is accurate and true, and yet not understood by him, all the people accusing him. Like many in the Gospel of Mark, Pilate is amazed at Jesus. That's what it says in verse 5. And why is he amazed? He's amazed because Jesus makes no reply. He doesn't respond. Could he have done so? Yes. Could he have responded accurately? Yes. Could he have responded in a way to perhaps engage Pilate and the others? Well, perhaps not. Because although Pilate was amazed, he wasn't curious. Pilate's amazement didn't lead to true understanding and faith. Hence the reversals in this passage and so much of Jesus' life, where Jesus deserved to be released, somebody who doesn't deserve it is released. Where Jesus deserves to be honoured as a king and worshipped, he is mock-worshipped. Where he should have been offered the crown above all crowns, he has a crown of thorns put on his head. Of course, the world does not see the true value of Jesus. But perhaps the real question for us today is whether we do. Do we understand his true value? Do we let him be who he is, King of kings, Lord of lords, not just of the evil powers of the universe or Lord over sin and death, as he will become shortly here, but Lord for you, Lord for me, a benevolent Lord, a powerful Lord, one who amazes us by his character and his actions, and one who we wish to follow, that we don't follow reluctantly or with hesitation, but with true faith and belief, with an enduring loyalty. Is it worth praying today for God to strengthen you in your desire to be loyal to Jesus no matter what comes? Thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to find out more about our congregation, have a look at the website, themesvalley.church. Until the next time, God bless, and remember to listen to the lion.